Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Friday afternoon, October 24th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. What began as sharing Halloween spirit online has grown into a real haunted experience. Cover that in our next segment. But first, inflation cooled more than expected last month, a rare bright spot for consumers and investors amid the ongoing federal data shutdown. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home is Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics, based in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. An inflation rate of 3% on an annualized basis is still above the 2% target, but not as bad as feared, is probably as good as it gets these days.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It only hurts when I laugh, you know. It's a strange thing for me. You know, everybody's reporting this as inflation being better than expected or cooling. In fact, the inflation rate went up from 2.9% last month year over year to 3%. The core of the CPI, excluding food and energy, it did back off a little bit from 3.1% to 3%, but that's still a high pace. And if you look at, 12 months to 6 month to 3 month inflation, both the headline and the core are showing inflation accelerating, with the recent three-month rate at 3.6% for both the CPI headline and the core. But, hey, you know, the markets love it. Everybody loves a rate cut. So who am I to stand in the way of a roaring locomotive?
Now, looking inside this particular report, were there any categories that really drove that 3% figure?
Well, the inflation rate, rose pretty much broadly. When you look at the diffusion calculation of how broadly inflation increased, and the core of the number was at about 54-55%, which means that over half of the categories are showing inflation accelerating. For the headline, it was closer to even Steven, slightly below 50, in fact, at 48.1%. But there seem to be fairly broad but moderate inflation forces right now. And, you know, there's a question of exactly how firms are going to allow the inflation rate to work through their prices. The administration put a lot of pressure on companies, large corporations, like Walmart, for example. Walmart starts raising prices, it's going to be headlines, and they know it. And so they're going to be very careful about how they do things, because they don't want to get in the headlines in a bad way and on the bad side of the Trump administration. So I think that's had an impact on percolating these price increases through very slowly. But I still think they're coming, and I think you can see it in the data. And, 3% is not 2%. This is the CPI. The target is on the PCE, which has been a little bit lower. But still, the PCE price index is not at 2%. And the Fed's still cutting interest rates. And all I can say is, an economist who's followed the Fed for many years and started working there in 1977, I don't have a clue what they think they're doing or why.
Bob Bruska, Chief Economist, Fact and Opinion Economics in New York. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, a love for Halloween that grew from online fandom to a full-fledged haunted house. We'll talk about that next.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. A local Halloween influencer has turned his passion for the spooky season into a thriving online community and a haunted house, which is now scaring visitors for its second year. We welcome in Miles McCabe, a Halloween influencer known as Brick Thunder through social media. Find him online at Brick Thunder on his YouTube channel, but you can also find him on the radio right now. Miles, thank you for joining us today, and let's walk through your journey, how you went from being a Halloween influencer online to now owning and operating your own haunted house in its second year, the second season currently underway through November 2nd. But you began by reviewing Halloween decorations on YouTube, and the rest, as they say, is history.
That is correct. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on the show. So, yeah, like you said, I started a while ago when I was just about 10 years old, and I was just doing videos unboxing animatronics, and that's really what got me into it, the robotics and stuff behind that. But eventually that built up to be a home haunt. So we did a haunted house through our garage. And now, like you said, it's our second year as a commercial haunted house.
Now, what have you learned, though, about taking the turn from reviewing animatronics online to setting up your own smaller haunted venue at your home to actually running a business? And it seems like at that point, the scary stuff is in the details of getting this thing off the ground.
You are definitely right. Yes, it's a very long and difficult journey for sure. Going from that switch from a home haunted house to a professional one was not something we were entirely prepared for, because there's so much learning that goes into it, because you have to go through the processes with the city, the state. It's an official amusement area. So there's a lot of legal stuff we had to go through, a lot we had to learn. But it went really well. And this year we're doing really good. So we've been super excited.
Five Points Haunted House in West Chicago, an old barn with 1,500 square feet of spooky animatronics and terrifying scare actors. What did you learn last year in the opening year of the haunted house, and how did you incorporate those lessons into the second season that's now underway?
Well, we definitely learned a lot about our timing, because we need to get as many people through a night as we can. And we learned a lot about the actor side of things as well, because this is the first time we actually have workers, we have staff. So we learned a lot about how we're getting those people trained just so that we can put on the best show that we can each night.
Now, what do the human actors do? I mean, give me some of the sample roles that they play in the haunted house.
So we always try to have them connect with the theme they're in. We go through about 15 to 20 different themes in our haunted house. So, for example, like, we have a laboratory theme, and we've got some pretty awesome doctor characters in there and scientists in there. But we go through many different themes so that we can try to touch on everybody's unique scares.
Now, do you audition some of the people who are working in your haunted house? Did you sit there in a director's chair with sunglasses on, evaluating different mad scientists and before choosing one?
You are actually very, very correct there. We actually do that exactly. We bring people in a few months ago, actually, and we get auditions from everybody, and we go through a process there. And then whoever does make the audition comes back about a month after that, and we do a training.
What's the balancing act, though, when you have a haunted house? How scary is too scary? Because some people really want to be frightened. Other people, not so much. So on the spectrum of really, really scary to, let's say, ironically scary, the kind you find at the Haunted Mansion in Disney World, where does your haunted house fall on that spectrum?
So that's a really good question. It's definitely hard to touch on every single person's specific scares, just because everybody has a different thing that scares them. So that's why we try to go through as many themes as we can. So I'd say during our nighttime hours, our haunt is pretty scary, just because we try to get you in every possible way so that we can scare every possible guest. But for families who don't want that scare, they can come during daytime hours, which we also have on our website, and they can see the show without the actors, but they can see the lights on, the animatronics and everything. So it's not too scary then. But during our night, it's pretty terrifying.
Miles McCabe, Halloween influencer. You know him as Brick Thunder on social media. You can check out his YouTube channel, but you can also check out his 5 Points Haunted House in West Chicago at 241 West Roosevelt Road, now scaring people through November 2nd. Coming up next, consumers push back against nonstop tip prompts and added fees.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Americans are reaching their tipping point, literally, as frustration grows over constant tip prompts and added fees, raising prices everywhere from coffee shops to restaurants. Let's bring in Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. New numbers suggest 65% of Americans say they're fed up with endless gratuities on everything. And we've talked about the tipping backlash before, Izzy, and this really does trace its origins back to the COVID shutdowns and the technological infrastructure that a number of restaurants put in place to cope with it.
Yeah, people are very tired of it. They're seeing, you know, the tip presentation to them everywhere they go, and it's not just restaurants and coffee shops. I was at an airport this morning, self-service. I went, picked out my own sandwich, my drink, hit the point of sale system, and it asked me if I wanted to give a gratuity. So it is a little bit crazy. People see it all the time. And I think the other part of the fatigue is, people want tips, but they are giving worse and worse service. So that's a bad combination.
Now, to be fair, Izzy, that vending machine did do a good job.
Absolutely. But it was, scan my own stuff. And then, do I want to donate? Do I want to give to the employees? All sorts of things. But so tipping in, quick service at, the Starbucks, I think they're seeing their tips go way down because, prices are up. People are sensitive. And again, the service is just not matching, the gratuity that they're asking for.
Now, how much of this, though, is not the result of the employees themselves asking for the gratuity, but it seems like a number of restaurants, especially coming out of COVID, set up a lot of touchless credit card payment systems that just have a default tip screen. There is a packaged liquor establishment in the suburbs that serves as a bar, but you can also buy craft beer as well. And when you go in and buy a 4-pack or a 6-pack, they ask you to, the tip screen pops up as a default. And even though the business and the employees are not asking for a tip, people may just resent the fact that the software defaulted to the tip screen when you're just going in to buy something yourself.
Well, I agree with you, but the business owner can always turn off that screen, or one of the things that's becoming irritating is that the tip screen now says 20%, 25%, and 30%. I think the owners would be better off at 10%, 15%, and 20%, and leave it at that instead of making people feel like not only do they want a tip, they want to gouge me.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in our second part of Entrepreneur Friday, we meet one of the women behind a small bakery chain that's become a North Shore favorite.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The market rally continues. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial, based in Chicago. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. The inflation report out today, and it seems like the verdict, as far as the markets are concerned, is not as bad as feared is good enough.
Absolutely, Rob. And we're seeing cooler than expected inflationary data. I know we keep on getting told by some of the news outlets that this trade tariff or the inflation that's going to be produced by tariffs is coming, but we just haven't seen it. It's been 6 months. So that's a positive, and that's optimism, and that's pushing the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, as well as Dow Jones, the new all-time high, saying it's crushing the VIX. As you know, the VIX is the fear gauge, and it's down at 16. So this is a lot of optimism. I know we've had multiple new all-time highs this year, but the momentum is continuing to the upside.
And the action is really in the bond market, too. So if you're looking for some interest rate relief, the 10-year yield is now at 3.9%. It fell below 4%. And it also tees up another interest rate cut later this month.
It does. And I think you hit the nail on the head. So that cooler than expected inflation report in CPI this morning, that solidified the fact that the Fed will cut in October as well as December. So two more rate cuts, Rob, that's going to push the 10-year even lower. But what's fascinating, these lower yields are not only going to help the home buying market and home buyers out there, but it's also helping some of these outside of the Magnificent Seven stocks. Of course, we talked last week about Apple as well as Oracle. Those were two of the stock picks I had last week, and they're both up higher, thank God. But more importantly, you're seeing names like IBM, Big Blue, remember, it's ripping higher after its earnings report. So these lower interest rates that you talked about, they're going to be an additive wind in the sail for not just, you know, some of the typical names you hear about in the S&P 500, but other names that are really contingent upon lower borrowing costs.
Now, at the same time, I mean, the consumer price index out today, they pulled everybody back from furlough to put this CPI print together, 3% on a year-over-year basis. That is one percentage point higher than the 2% target. And it seems like right now, when it comes to the tariff impact on prices, that prices are higher. But companies are so far willing, they're willing to eat a lot of that price increase and not pass it along to the consumer. If you talk to some economists who always want to see rain on your wedding day, they will tell you that eventually that will be passed along to the consumer. This is not sustainable. You'll pay the piper eventually. And is that a prediction that has some merit?
I don't think it does. I think it's indicative. You looked at GM as well as Ford's earnings. Ford's up almost 10% today. And by the way, Ford is an essential Ford holding. A little shameless plug for the ETF I managed, ticker symbol ESN, Rob. But we see names like that really profit-taking and increasing their margins inside of this tariff environment. And I think that's the navigation where some of the big trucks that come from overseas, they're just more expensive now. Therefore, domestic automakers, as well as anyone who's being encouraged, is the word I want to use, Rob, not force, encouraged to reshore and bring back manufacturing jobs. That U.S. exceptionalism, that's a theme that we really embrace at KKM Financial due to the fact we run this Essential 40 portfolio. But that in itself, I think, is going to last in 2026. And that's why you're seeing names like the Oracles and the IBMs, as well as the waste managements, really have the ability to really increase their margins at the same time they're navigating these tariffs.
Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, fresh bread, sweet pies, and a North Shore holiday tradition.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's part two of Entrepreneur Friday. Evanston's Hune Bakery has grown from a neighborhood favorite into a North Shore staple with outposts now in Libertyville and Winnetka, and it's gearing up for one of its busiest holiday baking seasons yet. We welcome in Ellen King, co-owner and head baker of Hune Bakery in Evanston. Ellen, thank you for joining us today. And you're staring down the maw of your busy season. Lots of holiday parties, lots of opportunities for rolls and pumpkin pies. How do you prepare for prime time?
That's a good question. I think after having done this for about a decade, we have some systems in place, but honestly, we learn something new every year and always feel like we have room for improvement. So
what's amazing to me is your ability to recreate items at scale. And I'll give you an example. And that is, a couple of weeks ago, my wife, my daughter, and I, we made a pumpkin pie from scratch. This was one pie. It involved three people and took an entire afternoon. And you do that multiple times a day. So how are you able to replicate this and also maintain quality throughout the process?
You know, I have a great team of people. So honestly, we don't have a lot of ego involved in the product. So, and we're also not family. So it's always easier to work together with teammates. And, you know, it's all of us kind of working together and then being honest about if we liked something, if we didn't, and if we didn't like it, someone doesn't take offense. So I really think it's just a great team of people that I'm lucky to work with.
And then what time does the baking crew show up to start making things, not only for the day, but also to work ahead for special occasions?
Yeah, so during the holidays, we'll actually kind of work around the clock. Traditionally, regular kind of baking hours, we start around 2:30 in the morning for the breads and then the pastries. But at the holidays, it's literally 24 hours a day that we'll be working.
And the bakery in Evanston, that's like the central hub. That's the nerve center of Hune, because that's where all the stuff is made. And then it's sent out to the satellite locations in Libertyville and Winnetka. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We make everything fresh every morning, and then we deliver it to Libertyville and Winnetka bright and early. And, you know, everything at the outposts are the same that we have at Evanston. Evanston has a little bit more of an offering just because we do some different items that come out later in the day, but otherwise everything's fresh and made every morning for all the bakeries.
I'm sure you are keenly aware of the fact that Thanksgiving is roughly a month away, and then we're 2 months away from Christmas Eve, and you have Hanukkah in there. What are the big popular items for the holidays that come from Hune?
So dinner rolls that we make, literally, they are delicious, and we make a ton of dinner rolls. We're doing a pumpkin log cake that's delicious for Thanksgiving, something a little different. We also do a really nice pecan and apple pie, and we don't do pies normally. We only do them at Thanksgiving and occasionally Christmas, so it really is a unique item to get. And then we'll have some different breads that you can order up for the holidays that are really fun.
And then the end of the year holidays, what percentage of your business takes place in November and December?
Gosh, it's about 20% of our business takes place in these 20 to 25% of our business takes place in these concentrated 2 months. And, you know, when you factor in there's actually days closed because of the holidays, it's significant what these months mean to us.
And then if someone's listening right now and they're saying to themselves, you know, geez, I like the sound of their menu and they want to get your stuff for Thanksgiving or some other holiday, should they give you a call right now?
They should go on our website, because everything that we have an online menu that's specific for the holidays, and they can order it all just at their computer or on their phone. And I would say don't call us. You're probably going to get more information just on the web.
Ellen King, co-owner and head baker of Hune Bakery in Evanston, with satellite locations in Libertyville and Winnetka. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, keep your holiday cheer high and your debt low. Your future self will thank you come January.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
With the holidays approaching, experts say a clear spending plan can keep budgets in check, and you'll thank yourself come January for starting the new year on solid financial footing. Joining us to discuss is Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor of VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Craig, thank you for joining us today. And for purposes of this discussion, let's call this show Charles Dickens, A Business Hour, and we'll tell you how you can avoid a visit from the ghost of financial regret yet to come.
Oh, I love it. What a great opening. Yes, we need to find some psych tricks, some mind tricks, so that we end up with a treat, and the treat will be no financial hangover in January, and that means the time to plan is right now in October. So, Rob, the first thing on my list is you got to set a budget, and you absolutely have to stick to it.
And then when it comes to, and the first kind of way to set that budget would be to look at how much you spent last year. And you really have to look at everything. It's not just the Christmas gift budget, but also travel, food. You probably went to a few parties as well. The everything from soup to nuts.
You know what? Use last year as a great launching point for what this year, 2025, can be. And if you have no idea what you did last year because you were free in your spending, which is motivating you to be on track now, then just do an honest assessment of your emergency refund, do an honest assessment of your current income, and create that budget now, even if you don't have any guidance from what you did last year.
Now, at the same time, though, we're not counseling that you need to wear a holiday hair shirt and just and really scale back and not enjoy yourself and not enjoy moments with your family. But you can be rather creative while working inside a budget that works for you.
You can absolutely be creative. I mean, think about this. Think of Etsy. Think of all these things that you can do online now. You can replicate. You can create homemade gifts. You can go ahead and focus on group experiences instead of pricey presents. The world is becoming less and less about stuff and more about experiences. So lean into that and give some thought. If you're going to do 21 days of holiday shopping, I don't think you need to be buying $10 coffees every day for 21 days there either.
I'll tell you one thing that we did in my family, and that is, as all the kids got older and you didn't really want to buy presents for 6 or 7 or 8 people who were all college age now, we just did a white elephant gift exchange. And the memories and the laughter that we've had while opening those white elephant presents, above and beyond whatever financial value that you could assign to normal presents.
It's about creating memories. It's about creating experiences. So whether it's White Elephant, whether it's your own version of Secret Santa in your family, so you don't have to buy a gift to everybody, you just need to buy one thing for somebody. Use your creativity and don't be afraid to use your voice to speak up. Make yourself a bit vulnerable. Like, maybe we shouldn't be buying gifts for our nieces and nephews who are in college, because I'm willing to bet in your small band of brothers and sisters, your family, you have people who are feeling the same pressures and thinking just like you. Dare to be first, and I think you'll build consensus.
Craig Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor, VestGen Wealth Partners in Inverness and Downers Grove. Find him online at GetRetiredStayRetired.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.